But right now, we don't have Pat Pagano in. We've got I do believe it's Anthony Janna with the center. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Marshall. Good morning. Great to be back.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back. And, well, we did have temperatures here, 95 to 100 on Saturday and Sunday. Humidity and dew point levels way sky high. I think I took about 3 gallons of moisture out of the air inside my house with the humidifiers from the air conditioners over those each day, as a matter of fact, just draining the water that came out of the air. But a question I have for you is, I'm looking at the radar, and there looks to be a lot of rain and thunderstorms right now out in western New York and moving into central Pennsylvania. Is that a cold front, or is that just plain bad weather that's coming our way?
Yeah, Marshall, after this first heat wave of the summer, we've got the rain headed our way. But as you mentioned, yeah, there's some heavy rain in western New York and western PA, and a couple of thunderstorms have popped up overnight. But we're going to see rain move in here by afternoon, and there are flash flood watches up for parts of the area. So we could see upper 1 to 3 inches of rain between now and this time tomorrow. And we could have some localized flooding and some damaging wind gusts with some severe weather possible as well. So, you know, the heat's not going to go out quietly. So watch out for that heavy rain tonight. Although the heat wave is officially over, we'll have temps only in the 80s today, 70s tomorrow, and then back to gorgeous weather is back for the rest of the week. So beginning on Wednesday.
So is this weather all related with the front, or is it just like actually a low pressure system?
Yeah, it's got a cold front from stretching from Ontario down to the Ohio Valley. So it's good that we're squashing this heat wave, because we've had heat waves that can go, 5, 7, 10 days. So 3 days, more than enough. We'll take the rain coming in. But watch out for that flash flooding tonight. And you're going to see some real heavy downpours. So I don't know what sports are going on tonight, but probably going to be canceled, I would think, if not already.
What time should we expect the showers to begin?
Yeah, I would say about 2 o'clock or so this afternoon, and then go right into this evening and tonight with off and on heavy downpours and lightning and some gusty winds.
All right, so we're free up until then.
Yeah, save for maybe a stray shower, yeah, and a few peaks of sun. But the temperature is below 90 today, so can't complain about the heat anymore.
Is it going to get a little sticky before the thunderstorms come? Are we going to have any humidity at all before they come?
Yeah, we still got dew points in the high 60s, so but it won't get any worse, but pretty much where it is right now, and then the rain comes on in. So that's how we typically does around here in the summertime. You know, when the heat wave ends, it goes out with a bang with those thunderstorms. So that's how it's going to be later today.
All right, so what did you do this weekend?
Oh, yeah, it was a good weekend. I mean, it was in spite of how hot it was. But I did get to go to the shore on Saturday down here in Long Beach. It wasn't much cooler there unless you were right on the water. But it was like 92, 93 even at the beach, because water temperatures are now in the 70s. But it's nice there. How about you?
I attended the opening of Sharon Playhouse's Beauty and the Beast, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, on Friday night. And then Saturday, I basically just hung around around my house inside, and same thing on Sunday. But now next weekend, we have a couple of real big events coming up on Saturday. Saturday is the final real big night of Railroad Days, where there's fireworks, there's a car show, there's a Poetry is Music Life concert. They close down streets in North Canton, the Fireman's Parade, which I MC. So that's Friday night. And then that's Saturday. We also have on Saturday the Jane Lloyd Fund Clam Bake, which runs from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It's set up, so it's both these events are rain or shine, by the way, but that's set up, and it's a big fundraiser for the Jane Lloyd Fund, which is a fund which helps people that have families that have cancer pay their normal bills. So those are two real big events on Saturday that start in the afternoon and go until the evening. At first glance, what does Saturday look like?
Oh, looking ahead to the weekend, I was looking at the long range. I think we're okay. Friday and Saturday doesn't look bad. Probably dry. I don't see much even chance of thunderstorms. A little bit more, a little bit humid, but seasonable, typical, upper 80s, I'd say.
All right, so for at first glance, which is way, way, way in advance, it's not a guaranteed forecast at all, but at first glance, Saturday looks like it's going to be a great day for the events right now.
Yeah, I would say it's looking good right now.
All right, have we heard from Pat? I know he really didn't want to go on vacation with these folks this time, So I
Yeah.
wonder how it went for
We got
him.
up in the Cape. He went up there.
Yeah.
It's wonderful up of those. He went last year, and he had some kind of well, I think it was Maine,
Yeah,
and he
but
had some brouhaha that happened. But
he didn't really want to go this year to the Cape. He didn't,
I
but he
remember
went.
last year he went and it rained and it was all this.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow when he comes on air.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
All
I think
right.
it's later today.
Well, we'll speak to you next Monday, obviously.
Yes, I'll be back again.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right, bye-bye. Anthony J. this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.